Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
WWE wanted Dr. Britt Baker. Plus, who stopped Chris Jericho splitting up the Inner Circle? And who is W. Morrissey spoiling for a fight with?
I remember being in the match with him. Yeah, I would love to mix it up with him.
For Friday, September the 24th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Dr. Britt Baker, the hottest prospect in AEW's burgeoning women's division. You will not be surprised to hear that WWE were interested at one point, probably still are, of bringing the good doctor on board. Fightful Select have reported that WWE had plans to approach Dr. Britt Baker with an offer to join NXT. They weren't looking to approach her until her contract with AEW was coming up later on this year. They didn't want to get into any muddy waters regarding breaching contracts. However, they didn't get chance to, as Dr. Britt Baker instead signed a long-term AEW contract extension. As I say, there had been no formal conversations, as Baker wanted to sign with AEW once more, and WWE didn't want to get into any issues with contract tampering. But you have to believe, for multiple reasons, WWE wanted to get Dr. Britt Baker on board. Obviously, at the time when there was consideration, this was Adam Cole's partner. So it'd be a good way to keep Adam Cole on side. We know how that worked out. And also, again, just a hot prospect for AEW. It'd be something to take her away from there and put her onto NXT instead. It'd be a feather in the cap for WWE. Didn't end up happening anyway, as she has now signed for the long term with All Elite Wrestling. But no doubt WWE would still love to have DMD on the books. AEW have signed a 7-foot-plus basketball standout. Satnam Singh was announced as being All Elite in a press release yesterday that says an international phenom, best known as the first ever player from India to be drafted to the NBA, has signed with AEW. The 7'3" Satnam Singh was drafted by the Dallas Mavericks in 2015 and now brings his natural athleticism, charisma, and daunting stature to AEW. Tony Khan says, while we've recently secured some of the hottest free agents on the planet, I'm also deeply committed to cultivating our own homegrown stars and the next generation of extraordinary professional wrestlers. I am looking forward to our fans getting to know Satnam's personality and watching his developments. It was around 2017 that Satnam was offered a contract with WWE, but he said no. At the time, Satnam told the Times of India that they were looking for a replacement for the great Khali. He turned down the offer, saying he wanted to focus on his basketball career for the next 7 to 8 years. When he was approached by WWE, of course, AEW wouldn't have existed. Now it does, and there he is. A current member of the AEW roster and Impact original went home yesterday. Christopher Daniels made a surprise return to Impact Wrestling, saving Josh Alexander and Christian Cage from a post-match beatdown from Ace Austin and Madman Fulton. It was announced post-show that Daniels will return to Impact in-ring action next week, facing against Fulton. Daniels has spent about a decade of his career in TNA and Impact Wrestling, multiple-time X Division and Tag Team Champion. That world title's always eluded him. I wonder whether that's where we're going. The son of a WWE legend makes his debut for WWE next week. On NXT UK, we saw another vignette for Charlie Dempsey, aka Bailey Matthews, the son of William Regal. Dempsey is promising to bring old-school style to NXT UK from next week. Chris Jericho was talking with Stephanie Chase and revealed that he wanted to end the Inner Circle. He says, "My idea was for us to respectfully disband and go our own ways. Tony Khan didn't want to do that. He said, why would you want to disband? You don't have to be together all the time, but you're still the Inner Circle. It's good for us to go our own ways and not be in each other's business each week. It's good that we're still aligned as well. For me, I thought it was a good time for us to go our own way, but we can still do that without officially disbanding the band or breaking the band up."
This was Minor, Queens, New York City, W. Morrissey!
Wow, Morrissey is here at Impact Wrestling. You want to talk about a giant that's motivated? That's the best I've ever seen him look, and look at that anger in his eye. It seems like W. Morrissey has got something to prove.
Impact is heading fast towards Bound for Glory next month, and ahead of the show, which you can watch via Impact Plus or Impact Insiders on YouTube, I had a chance to catch up with one of their newest stars in W. Morrissey. Here's a bit of how our conversation went down.
I'm keeping extremely well. How are you doing?
All is wonderful over here. Thank you. Tell me one thing that you learned from basketball that has held you in good stead in wrestling.
Hard work, dedication, waking up early as it takes to get the job done. And traveling, you know, playing in college, just waking up super early, getting on flights, playing that night, and taking another flight that night. Like, the travel is one of them, and just the waking up insanely early to get the job done. Those two things are what I learned.
As much as you loved it, I think it was, I've read stories of you doing wrestling impressions in the locker room. I think that even though you love the basketball world, I think wrestling was always going to be a given, wasn't it?
It was. Where did you read that? That is 100% accurate, actually. But yeah, I used to do hype up speeches for the team, and The Rock, he was a big one that I did impressions of to get the team hyped. So, that's interesting. You knew, I didn't know that was information that's out there.
Well, it's out there. You were practicing promos in the locker room long before you were wrestling.
It is. It's true.
You're putting them into good practice now. You're part of Impact Wrestling, and Bound for Glory is on the horizon. This is going to be your first one wrestling, but have you managed to catch previous Bound for Glory?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh yeah, I've seen many, many Bound for Glories. It's, you know, it was one of those events, you know, before I got into wrestling, like WrestleMania, where you kind of all go to your friend's house and order pizzas and all that good stuff. So yeah, I've seen plenty of them. This is the first that I'll be at. Actually, I never attended a Bound for Glory as a fan, but this will be the first I'll be at, and obviously the first I'm competing in.
People will know you as Big Cass, Cass XL. You're W. Morrissey in Impact Wrestling. So what was the impetus behind the name change?
Yeah, so I wanted to disassociate myself from anything I'd done in the past. You know, I wanted a clean slate, a fresh start with Impact. And I always liked, you know, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall when they went to WCW using their real names. So until about 20 minutes before airtime at Rebellion, I was going to be William Morrissey. But then Gallows came up to me and Scott D'Amore and Don Callis. And we were like, maybe we should just switch it to W, because William Morris, it's a lot. And so, like I said, 20 minutes before the show aired, we switched it up to W. Morrissey, which now it just seems apropos. I like it so much better.
There's a harshness to W. Morrissey that I think is very befitting.
I'm just W, you know, like that W.
Big Dub, maybe. Yeah, maybe big dub. I think no, W. Morrissey.
Good, man.
Are we going to go with Big Dub? Happy days. When you landed on Impact, you did an interview that you were incredibly honest in it, and you talked about everything that had come over the last couple of years and how it had shaped you. Was that a cathartic experience to get all that out onto camera?
Yeah, it was great. I was so happy that I got to let a lot of that out, and it made me feel good that, you know, I just put it out there and let other people know. It was definitely a huge, huge weight off my chest, and I'm really glad that Impact gave me that opportunity to do that. And it was real, man. It was as close to shooting as you can get.
The roster's so deep there now. Are there people that you're really champing at the bit to work with within Impact?
I've already crossed a few of them off. Sammy Callahan was one. Eddie Edwards was another. Moose is somebody for sure. You know, Kenny Omega, you know, he lost the title and he hasn't been around since then. He was somebody that I would have loved to mix it up with. But Christian's a guy, you know, he's top dog now. And he's somebody I've always wanted to wrestle. So Christian would be at the top of that list.
To the side of Impact Wrestling, the small matter of that forbidden door that just keeps swinging. Who on that side of the door would you love to get in there with?
Kenny Omega and John Moxley. I roomed with Moxley back in here in Tampa, back in our FCW days. That's someone I'd really like to wrestle over there. And that would be really, really fun. And Kenny Omega, he's number one in the world again in professional wrestling. He's earned that title. He deserves that title. You want to shoot for number one. So that's the guy I had my eyes set on in AEW.
Do you have a story from rooming with Moxley that you'd be allowed to share on here?
Yeah, our first week living together, I almost burnt the apartment down on accident. I put a DiGiorno in the oven. I believe they talk about this on that Story Time or WWE show. Put a DiGiorno in the oven and then fell asleep. And when I woke up, the entire apartment was filled with smoke. And it wasn't so much that was irritating. It was that for months, our clothes smelled like pizza. Months. And this is within a week of living with him.
I'm sure he loved that. And I'm sure there's definitely reason to pick that up again, without a doubt. You mentioned FCW there, sort of now known as NXT. And there's been a big old change on that side of the water. And you're somebody that had a big amount of success starting in NXT. I don't know whether there's any words of advice that you can impart to maybe people that are in that system right now from somebody that's been there and done that.
Work on promos and character. I mean, everybody that's on TV can has good matches. Everybody has can have a great match, and everybody strives to have the match, the five-star match. Focus on character. That would be my advice.
We're down the road from Bound for Glory. I want to give a nod to something that Scott D'Amore started the rumor mill with by referring to it as Brawn for Glory. A big guy who you've stood across the ring from previously has been connected with Impact. Would you love the chance to get in there with formerly known as Braun Strowman again?
I would. I've never gotten to wrestle him one-on-one. The only time I believe I was, you know, in matches with him was the Greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. And then it was a 10-man tag match or 8-man tag match on Raw in 2016. I think it was like the week before Battleground. I remember being in the match with him. Yeah, I would love to mix it up with him. Going into Bound for Glory, my goal is to get into the world title picture very soon. And if they don't agree with that, then I'm just going to have to do it on my own. So that's my plan.
Hear more from W. Morrissey on the Cultaholic podcast feed over the weekend, along with a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Wrestling podcast, the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review, and a special episode of Desert Island Graps featuring entertainer, actor, presenter, fundraiser, Adam Pearson. You've talked about it a lot in other podcasts, so, you know, don't want to talk about it all the time because it's out there. But I know you've said in previous ones that your initial diagnosis of neurofibromatosis comes from... Thank you. I might have checked it a couple of times before I said it.
bumping my head, pretending to be Hulk Hogan.
It came pretending to be Hulk Hogan and bumping your head. So wrestling owes that for your diagnosis.
Nothing good ever happens to the Hogan.
A massive wrestling fan among all of those things as well. He joins us on the podcast feed over the weekend. Also over the weekend, as we get set for more WWE pay-per-view shenanigans, you can join Adam Pacitti for live reactions to WWE Extreme Rules. We will also have What Happened At and Extreme Rules graded, plus your WTF moments from WWE Extreme Rules. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.